Lee Valley Walk 3, Tottenham Hale to Lee Bridge. Introduction.
Welcome to the Lee Valley Walk. 50 miles of waterside walking. All the way could take a week. But there's a Greater London section with one or two good days walking to get you fit for the real thing. The route takes in marinas, marshy nature reserves and historic sites. So, get out there, start walking and have a great time.
Walk 3 starts at Tottenham Hale and finishes at Lee Bridge, a distance of 2 miles, or you can continue on Walk 4 to Bromley by Bow. The walk takes you alongside the River Lee, so watch out for water birds. There are picnic places along the way and refreshments at Springfield Park. Places of interest along this section are the Markfield Beam Engine, Springfield Park and Walthamstow Marshes Nature Reserve. The six walks average just over 2.5 miles and the directions given run from north to south. They are all accessible by public transport, so you can get there easily and also break off at any time, taking advantage of the extensive transport network. The London Connections map has information about the underground and suburban railway lines, so a copy is very useful. Or look at the Transport for London's website, www.tfl.gov.uk. For events on this and the other strategic walks, visit the Walk London website, www.walklondon.org.uk. This walk crosses some of the other strategic walks on its route, which you might like to follow or to take a note of for another day. Have a look at the other routes on the Walk London website. The walks will take on a different character as the seasons change and also at different times of the day and days of the week, so listen and watch out for these changes. Each walk and almost each area has a different character. You will find your route well marked. Just keep looking out for the Lee Valley Walk logo of the swan on the signage. The whole walk is relatively flat and level, but there are some steep cobbled ramps over waterways and locks. Some sections are not suitable for wheelchairs and pushchairs, and there are some stiles and kissing gates, which are currently being adapted. Although cyclists share much of the same route with walkers, pedestrians have priority. Nevertheless, listen and watch out for the bicycles. Oh, and before you start, let's clear up the matter of Lee, spelt L-double-E, and Lee, spelt L-E-A, the two ways of spelling the name of this route. The correct title is Lee, spelt L-E-A, Valley Walk, but the authority that promotes it is the Lee, spelt L-double-E, Valley Park. After years of dispute about the spelling, it was settled that natural features such as the river would be spelt L-E-A and the man-made features L-double-E. Simple really, isn't it? Tottenham Hale to Lee Bridge. This walk is 2 miles, that's just over 3 kilometres, and at a leisurely pace of 2.5 miles an hour should take around 48 minutes. From Tottenham Hale Station, on the Victoria Line Underground and Main Line, turn left out of the station. Continue up the hill and straight on. Cross Mill Mead Road to the Lee Valley Walk sign. Turn left down the slope to start on the towpath of the Lee Navigation. Note that the ramp is cobbled, so it might not be accessible to all. Pimm's Brook enters the Lee Navigation just after the road bridge. Continue south, passing under the first of two railway lines, where the navigation joins the River Lee again. Just after passing under the second railway bridge, the walk passes a small recreation ground. Enter the park to find the Markfield Beam Engine. This remarkable engine was built by Wood Brothers of Sowerby Bridge, Yorkshire, and was commissioned on the 12th of July, 1888. It was transported to London by barges and saw continuous duty from that time to around 1905, when it was relegated to standby duty for stormwater pumping for another 60 years. The engine pumped 4 million gallons of water a day into the London sewage system. When used to pump sewage, it consumed some 400 weight, that's 200 kilos, of coal per hour. There were two driver mechanics to operate the engine, who lived in two cottages on the site. The engine can now be viewed on the second Sunday of the month from March to November, and there is also a small museum. Returning to the towpath, keeping the river on the left, you pass the last great reservoir, Warwick West, and come to Springfield Park and Marina. Springfield Park was created in 1905 from the grounds of three 19th century houses. The climb to the top of the hill, created by deposits from the Ice Age, gives great views of London. The park is a peaceful contrast to the working landscape of the Lee Valley, so stop and enjoy a cuppa at the cafe here. The park landforms tell a fascinating story about the geological history of the Lee Valley. Springfield is designated a local nature reserve for its springs, which gave it its name. The springs and its acid grassland are features unique in Hackney. Cross over the Horseshoe Bridge opposite the park tennis courts, or continue, if in need of a pub, to the Anchor and Hope a little further beyond the bridge. Walthamstow Marshes Nature Reserve is a site of special scientific interest, a SSSI. They are home to the water voles, dotted fanfoot moth and Webb's wainscot moth. Although only 6 miles from Piccadilly Circus, it's a rare remnant of ancient marshland that has never been ploughed. A plaque on the railway arch commemorates the aviator A.V. Rowe, who was the first British person to fly over British soil in a British-designed aeroplane. His Yellow Terror triplane was built under these arches and flew a historic 900 feet across the marsh in 1909. The walk is joined here by the Capital Ring, a 78-mile circular route within 10 miles of Big Ben. Follow the bend in the river, crossing the Copper Mill Stream, which flows into the River Lee here, keeping the river to the right. Continue under the railway arches in the middle of the marsh towards the Lee Valley Ice Centre, crossing back over the river by the footbridge just before the ice centre. Clapton Station can be reached by turning up Mount Pleasant Hill. To continue the walk, follow the bend of the river with the water now on the left and the North Mill Recreation Ground on the right. Go under the A1044 Bridge Road, passing the Princess of Wales pub. You can end the walk at Clapton Station, or continue on to the next section, Walk 4, to Lee Mills. Into Walthamstow Marshes. Walthamstow Marshes Nature Reserve is a site of special scientific interest, a SSSI. They are home to the water voles, dotted fanfoot moth and Webb's wainscot moth. Although only 6 miles from Piccadilly Circus, it's a rare remnant of ancient marshland that has never been ploughed. A plaque on the railway arch commemorates the aviator A.V. Rowe, who was the first British person to fly over British soil in a British-designed aeroplane. His Yellow Terror triplane was built under these arches and flew a historic 900 feet across the marsh in 1909. The walk is joined here by the Capital Ring, a 78-mile circular route within 10 miles of Big Ben. Follow the bend in the river, crossing the Copper Mill Stream, which flows into the River Lee here, keeping the river to the right. Continue under the railway arches in the middle of the marsh towards the Lee Valley Ice Centre, crossing back over the river by the footbridge just before the ice centre. Clapton Station can be reached by turning up Mount Pleasant Hill. To continue the walk, follow the bend of the river with the water now on the left and the North Mill Recreation Ground on the right. Go under the A1044 Bridge Road, passing the Princess of Wales pub. You can end the walk at Clapton Station, or continue on to the next section, Walk 4, to Lee Mills.